Well, good morning. WHTC News Time is now 8:36 at 1450 WHTC. And joining us this morning is Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society. And the segment this morning, of course, is Pet of the Week. And Adam, we're talking about a pit bull mix named Clover. And you know how much I like pit bulls, so this is just one of my favorite dogs to talk about. Gary likes the cats, I like the pit bulls. So.
Well, it's funny, we picked the pet yesterday, and I was like, I know Dan's just going to love talking about Clover. And I was kind of telling you a little bit off air, Clover is very, very sweet. We're speculating that she is between 1 to 2 years old.
Okay.
Because she is, she does have that burst of high energy, so we think she still has a little bit of, you know, the younger puppy mindset in her. But she is very sweet and loves, I was telling you off air, she loves to be around people. Mm-hmm. When she sees other dogs, she gets really excited and curious because she wants to be with them and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very good dog, and we really want her to go to a home that's going to continue to work with her obedience training. We've been working with her a little bit, but, you know, since she's younger, we really want to instill those good behaviors in her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's not had that before, so we're working with her. We really want a family to kind of, you know, take the reins from there and do that in the home and continue to make her sit, stay for good behavior and
right.
good stuff. But Clover, again, very, very sweet. And as Pet of the Week, she's 50% off her adoption this week.
Oh, awesome.
Which is a good deal.
Awesome. And you said she's got a lot of energy. I'm assuming she likes to play outside.
My wife and I actually a couple weeks ago took her outside. And she, I mean, just watching her run, you know, outside. And, you know, you'll throw a ball, she'll go get it, bring it. I mean, she just loves to be outside. Which is good because then she burns off energy.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely loves to play outside, loves to run around outside. And even if you're out there running with her, you know, she'll run next to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, think you're playing chase or something.
I was telling you the story off the air how I went and helped my cousin move into his new house. Like, right. He's been moved in, or he will be fully moved in later on this month, but he's doing a lot of renovations. I mean, it is the 70s Anchorman house. I mean, there's red carpet, there's orange sinks, and there's a jacuzzi in the basement that was literally put into a tiny little room. The only way it could have fit in if they put the jacuzzi in and then built the walls around it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just that kind of a house. But anyway, they've got a pit bull named Obi. It's a beautiful little girl who, you know, anybody who knocks on the door, it sounds like you're going to get your face mauled off because it's just barking like crazy. But then
right.
you show up. And then just licks your face.
Yeah, she just attacks you with hugs.
Yeah, and I don't want to dive into this, you know, necessarily in a bad way, but I think there's this negative perception about pit bulls that they're angry. And I think I mentioned this weeks ago
when we started talking
pit bulls in the 50s were the family dog, kind of like labs are today.
Yeah, they were known as the nanny dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, very protective. And it's funny because if you do research and go to Google and kind of Google, you know, pit bull older generation, you know, you see those traditional family pictures, and usually the dog, you know, roughly was a pit bull mix. You could tell, you know, they're looking, and they're always so happy. And, I mean, they were used kind of, like you said, as the lab today or the golden retriever today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, very good dogs. And, you know, even if Clover's not your right fit, you know, we have many other dogs there at Harbor. So definitely come on out and, you know, see who we have.
Absolutely. And let's remind everybody where Harbor is and how they can reach you guys.
Absolutely. So if you want to see a picture right now of Clover, visit harborhumane.org. And at the very bottom, there's a Pet of the Week link. You can click that and see her. And you can also just come on out to Northside Holland and visit with her or any other animal we have. We're located right Northside Holland. Off Bagley Street, and you can actually now see our signs because the snow is melted, which is good.
Now we know where you are. Yeah,
yeah, you can actually see us, and we're not just a building, which is good. But, you know, again, right off 31, you can't miss us when you're on your way to Grand Haven, right there on the right. Definitely come on out and see us and meet us and meet, you know, Clover or any other animal we have.
That really is the best way to get to know a dog.
It is.
I mean, you can look at a picture all you want.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you have to go and see them. So.
Absolutely. And we do, you know, many things. You know, if there's somebody out there thinking, well, I have a dog, you know, is Clover good with other dogs? We do things called dog to dogs, where mm-hmm. we schedule time to have, you know, if you have a dog in the home, you can bring your dog in and we'll interact with them and make sure they're going to be a good fit. Because what we don't want to happen is you to take a dog home and your dog at home not, you know, be the right fit for each other. So we really want to make sure it's going to go to, you know, the right home and going to get along with everybody.
That's Clover, the pit bull mix at Harbor Humane. You can go over there and take a look at Clover, who's available for adoption, and any animal at Harbor Humane. Well, now that I have you here, I want to give you this story and can kind of pick your brain on this, see if you,
sure.
you know this. There's this cool little story from Indiana I gave this morning. This woman named Erin Kramer took her dog out to the bathroom like anybody else would do. Dog started acting really weird when he was outside. I mean, he started banging his head up against the wall. She finally got him back inside after he went to the bathroom. And then he started running to the laundry room and like hitting his head up against the door in the laundry room.
Oh, poor guy.
And so she finally opened up the door in the laundry room. Turns out there was a huge gas leak, and the dog smelled the gas even outside.
Gosh.
And essentially warned her. The story gets even crazier because she went downstairs and her water heater was actually sparking. So, I mean, this house could have exploded. And this dog, which was, let me see.
Yeah, what kind of dog?
Her name was Clobberhead, but it's an adopted greyhound.
Really?
Yeah, and are they known to have strong noses?
Well, dogs in general.
Right.
I mean, that's...
I don't know if you know much about that. I mean,
yeah,
obviously bloodhounds do.
Yeah.
We all know that.
I'm trying to think breed specific. I just know dogs, their nose is... I mean, that's how we... You know, like, vision for us is like... You know, I mean, that's their main way of sensing stuff. And I'm not surprised that the dog was able to sense that because, you know, I mean, dogs have this sixth sense. And cats, too. I mean, dogs have this sixth sense where they... just know something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they can't say, Dan, there's a gas leak. You know, they can't tell
you
that.
Right.
So they may start acting. And, you know, the poor thing hitting its head, like, I'm kind of not surprised because it's probably looking for a way
to tell you,
let her know, hey, something's wrong. And I'm scared, you know. And you know, and she was acting unusual. But, wow, holy cow, a gas leak and it was sparking.
Yeah, there was a gas leak coming out of the laundry room because it was a gas dryer.
Right.
And the water heater from the basement, I mean... Yeah, you don't want to mess with it, but that is in the basement, but still, it was sparking, and that house could, I guess, apparently, the story says that it was just pouring out. I'm surprised she didn't smell it, but, I mean, that builds up, and you could get a really bad explosion.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been very bad. I mean, that's very, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that, you know, dogs and, you know, cats, I mean, their sense of smell is so much greater than ours.
Right,
And even the sense of, you know, even if there's a little bit of gas where we can't smell it, but they can, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that dog was like, oh my gosh, something's wrong, I need to let my owner know.
Right.
You know, and then that unusual behavior kind of happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just,
they're
all safe and everything?
Yeah, everybody was fine, completely fine. They fixed the problem, the gas got diffused from the house, and
good.
They're back in it. But,
wow.
You know, it's amazing because we know that dogs, they're colorblind,
uh-huh.
and so they make up for it with their sense of smell and being able to hear much better than we can.
Oh,
I think it's
gosh.
Really cool.
Yeah, so. that's unbelievable. Holy cow.
But anyway, I figured you would enjoy that story.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I wanted to get your input on that. But
yeah,
once again,
cool.
We're talking to Adam Burnett from Harbor Humane, and we were talking at first about Clover, the pit bull mix. Go see him. He's available, and now you can actually find Harbor Humane because their sign
is
out of the snow. Maybe we're going to find kids who got buried in the snow. But